Radio.
The Book Programme, presented by Hannah Murray.
Joining us on the line now is Tani Ruiz. She's based in Alicante. She's an independent editor with a background in investigative journalism and years of experience as a communication specialist in the field of international development. She's with us on the book show to talk about her debut novel. It's called X in Provence. It's a novel about obsession, betrayal, and survival set in a place that normally conjures up paradise. Welcome to the book show, Tani.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. And congratulations on your debut novel. Very exciting.
Yes, thank you very much.
So this was inspired by the time that you spent in Provence, wasn't it?
It was inspired by the time I spent in Provence, but also more generally by my conversations that I've had throughout the years with women, through my work, socially, through my travels in other places, and through, yes, the conversations and the story that was sort of begging to be told.
So what kind of stories, what kind of conversations were you having?
Well, conversations with women about relationships and about relationships with men who are not the right partner, who destructive relationships, toxic relationships, difficult relationships, the situations we find ourselves in, evoking all kinds of emotions, the emotions of, well, vulnerability, loneliness, how easy it is to fall into something that perhaps may not be right for you, very evocative relationships, falling in love, and then the discovery.
Mm. So were you finding that you were speaking to a lot of women who had had very similar experiences then?
Yes, well, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that the main protagonist of my novel is really an amalgamation of many of the women I've met.
Yeah. So tell us about your protagonist then.
Yes. Well, she's from England. She's a journalist living in Hong Kong. And she meets a Frenchman while on holiday in Vietnam. They meet each other in rather unique circumstances, I will say, in Vietnam. And they have a romance for a week. Then protagonist goes back to Hong Kong and completely forgets about him. 3 years later, he pops back into her mind. And she contacts him out of the blue. And he ends up coming to Hong Kong. They fall in love. And she visits him in Provence. But by this time, she actually has landed her dream job in television. And before she starts this job in television as a reporter, she goes to visit him in Provence. And really, well, they fall in love with each other. And the unbelievable happens, which is he asks her to come and live with him. And so thus begins a story of great love, really, and of her leaving Asia and going to Provence, a completely different culture. And this book is also about the other Provence. I mean, I loved Peter Mayle's A Year in Provence, which evokes a beautiful Provence with the lavender fields and the delicious food. And my book does evoke that also, but it also highlights and reveals a very different Provence, a seductive, erotic, X-rated Provence, thus the title X in Provence.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I guess a lot of people wouldn't necessarily know or expect maybe there to be this other side of Provence.
Absolutely, yes.
How did you become aware of this other side of Provence then?
Well, through a mixture of what I saw, what I heard, what I read. That's all I'm going to reveal. The activities that go on under the roof, so to speak. Yes, that's right. Well, this is the other side of it, which, of course, I want the reader to experience. But set, you know, against, obviously, the beautiful background of Provence. But as the story develops, so it reveals the obsessive nature of the relationship. As I say, I think hopefully a lot of people, women and men, can resonate with finding themselves in addictive relationship, so to speak, and the suffering involved. I think very often we hear about addiction, or, you know, addiction to drugs and gambling and food and all kinds of other addictions are well understood. But I think when it comes to people, there's less of an understanding. And so that's also what my book strives to portray as well.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an interesting point. I think for people on the outside who've never been in a kind of toxic relationship like that, it's easy for people to say, well, just leave them, you know, as if it yes, couldn't be easier.
Exactly. Absolutely. And it's exactly. But at the same time, the book has many different, it reveals a lot of surprises. And there's also humor in it's not, yes, there's a lot of humor involved. I mean, you know, the cultural differences from the protagonist, you know, going from a heaving, bustling Asian city, Hong Kong, to sort of rural Provence. She finds that the sets of skills that she brings with her are not those that are most important in her new environment.
Right. And how did you find the process of writing the book? I know you've done lots of journalism and writing before, but what was writing a novel like compared to that?
Well, funnily enough, it was completely different. I mean, as a reporter, I was used to writing about facts, and you don't want any extraneous words in there. In fact, you're told to take out adjectives. It's a sort of bare bones of language. And at the beginning, I found myself writing my novel as a reporter. So it was a very, very different process. As I discovered, it's no, you put in adjectives, you add feelings. So it's actually the opposite for me of what reporting is. When I got into that, I discovered I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
So was it quite hard at first then?
It was at first, yes. But then when I understood that, when I really felt it, then it flowed.
Quite freeing, I suppose.
That period of yes. It was certainly not the same for me, what I'd been used to writing. And a very interesting process.
Yeah. And has it made you want to write more?
Yes, it has. Yes. In terms of, yes, fiction, it has done indeed.
So you think you're going to write other books with a similar theme or something very different, do you think?
Well, it could be, I don't want to say too much, but I feel there's another novel in me. Well, I haven't quite decided. I do wish to write another book, yes.
Okay, well, watch this space. If listeners want to get a copy of X in Provence, it's available on our website, tre.radio, and it's by Tani Ruiz, who we've been chatting with today. Tani, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
T.I.